Frank T. Hilton interviewing Dr. Dwayne F. Dotson on September 13, 1989 concerning the Order of the Arrow. And you were a member of the Order of the Arrow, weren't you, back in 42?
I can't remember the date, but yes, I remember the Order of the Arrow very well.
The story that appeared in the paper that year was showing that you were somewhere down there, that you were inducted in the Order of the Arrow.
I remember Don Baldwin was
he a professional scouter?
Right. He was, I believe, the fellow in charge of our district at that time.
What can you tell me about the Order of the Arrow? What do you remember about it?
I see here our old scoutmaster, H.S. Guthrie, Troop 7. Well, you know, I am not going to have a lot of memory. I think if you could give me some things to recall, I could probably do a better job.
Well, they were called out on a Thursday night, which was parents' night. Then you were sent back to your campsite, told to get your bed rolled and get ready, and then they put a briar around your neck, sort of a briar wreath that you wore.
My recollection, what I actually remember before you mention anything, was being around a campfire.
Camp Lewis Bar.
Yes, at Lewis Bar, and it was, we were all of the troops were there. And toward the end of it, we all were standing. And I didn't know anything about the Order of the Arrow. As far as I was concerned, this was my first experience of ever even hearing of it. I believe it may have existed a year before. But at that time, I didn't know. And I'm sure they told us something about it, but as we were all standing around that fire, a few individuals were tapped on the shoulder, and actually what happened was they blindfolded you, I think, while we were standing there. They may have put something around my neck, too, I believe they did, but I remember the blindfold, and then I went from that point. I don't recall getting my bedroll, but I remember having it. I don't know where I actually got it. I think I went back, but see, I don't remember being unblindfolded until I was by myself. So I
they left you out somewhere, left you off.
Well, yes. I was, we were simply told some few instructions that we were to do. And I honestly don't remember those. I think meditation was one of them.
You remember building a fire?
I remember building a fire.
Keeping it going all night?
Yes, I do. And I remember, I don't know whether scouting has a Christian background or not.
Oh, yeah.
But I would assume that it does from what I know of it. And I'm sure that part of that had to do with some meditation time. While I was... The most striking thing about it was that you were by yourself. And... of course, when we...
How old were you then?
Well...
You had to be 12 to get into scouting.
This was in 1942. In the summer, so I was 13.
You were 13. You'd been in scouting a year. Probably your first summer camp?
No, well...
Or second?
No, it's been... I'm saying it's my second. When I say a year, I believe this was my second summer in had a December birthday, so I was 13.
What'd y'all do the next day after the meditation? Y'all work, you're on silent?
I believe we were silent for, I've forgotten how long.
For a whole day.
Yeah. And that was hard. It was hard enough, I think, to be by yourself out in the woods. And I don't know where I was, except I seem to remember I was down on the rocks, on the gravel by the river, up near the springs. I think I was away from camp, and as I recall, I didn't know where I was until the next morning. And I believe that's where I was in the along the river in the gravel bed somewhere there. I'm sure I didn't sleep on the gravel, but I was close to the river, and it was close to the spring, so I must have been led away and up the river away from camp. the solitude was probably the most impressionable thing that I can remember. It gave you a lot of time to think. Now, I don't recall some of the things that we were actually asked to think about or to do, other than have, and the next day I suppose we did get together, but we didn't talk, I remember that. But that night, I never did see anybody. I didn't see a light. I didn't see or hear a voice or anything. They did a very good job of separating us. And from the time I was led off and given instructions, I don't remember my bedroll. But I'm sure I had something to sleep in that night. Make a fire. We used to have the best record in our district fire building without matches. But I didn't do it. I had a match, I'm sure.
Do you remember going to a ceremony or anything the following night after you had done your... How did they put the sash on you or make you an OA member?
Now, this may have been back in, maybe the back in camp with everybody, and they had something they put around me, a sash, I guess. And it's been so long since I've seen it, I don't know whether I'd remember.
It was an arrow on a white sash.
That's right.
And it was in over your left shoulder.
That's right. That was the next night, I believe, at the campfire problem.
On Friday night.
I didn't know anybody in the Order of the Era or even know about it until that time, except I knew that it was something. I guess I'd heard about it, but it was something I never expected it.
So total. Do you remember any of the OA members being in uniform or in Indian costume or anything like that during the ceremony?
Yeah, I believe they were. I believe they were. And now that you mention it, I believe they were. Maybe you're putting words in my mouth, but I think they were. And that comes back to me a little bit. Boy, I sure hadn't thought about it though. That certainly added some mystique to the ceremony.
Were you active in OA after that, or did you?
Yes, I say yes. I think I participated in the next summer in initiating.
November.
I don't know. I know I went to camp at least 3 years.
all out of camp was.
Uh-huh. I didn't know there was another camp.
Well, it almost wasn't at that time. What do you remember about Camp Woods Bar?
Well, it was, in my mind, when I moved back to San Angelo to live in 1959, one of the first things I did was go out there and try to find that place. And I did, although it wasn't open scouting, and I was just sick. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was belonged to the scouts. You know, they had an agreement, but didn't. The thing that I guess I remember are the oak trees, and it was such a wonderful place to camp among those oak trees. And of course, the biggest oak tree out there in the middle somewhere, in the open by the lodge, I guess, by the the big building. Now later that place became for sale. When I say it came for sale, I never did really look at buying it, although it entered my mind when I heard about it. And I really didn't know about it till afterwards probably, but
Sam Schuber and his family.
Right.
Now, Sam's one of our first Eagle Scouts in this county.
I didn't realize that.
He got his Eagle in 1927. He and Ford Boulware and Dwight Hunter all got their Eagle at the same time.
Is that right? In 1937?
27.
I guess I had a brother that was Eagle, and I'm not sure what year. 5 years older than I.
You got this about 38, 39, somewhere.
I guess I got mine in 42 or 3. I don't know.
What do you remember? Was your brother a member of the Order of the Arrow? Do you know?
Well, no, they didn't have it then.
Didn't have it then, but he went to Camp Woods Farm.
Oh, yeah. I think, I believe he probably was on the staff out there, too. I was on the staff my last year. Waterfront.
Oh, you were. Do you remember anybody else that was on the staff with you at Waterfront? Anybody from around here?
Boy, don't ask me that. I don't know if I can. A fella came up to me in the auction yesterday buying some sheep, and I hadn't seen him since high school. I wouldn't have known him, but I can't remember. Right now, Frank.
Did you, what else do you remember about the camp or anything special about the camp?
Well, the big building where we ate and assembled was so big in my mind. When I went back and looked at it later, it wasn't all that big. The craft. We had a nice craft area too, and of course, making those Indian moccasins at camp they lasted about a year. We had an awful lot of fun out in the big area with competition, the big open area, and camp was a time of really advancement as far as I was. It was a time you did a lot of advancement in scouting. Oh, it probably was my, for that period in my life, it was extremely meaningful.
I remember this is another story I found in 43. I noticed your name was down here, but they had two camp chiefs. I wonder if you remember Clifford Taylor or the other guy that they had.
I do remember Clifford Taylor. Let's see. Wesley Fox? Yes, I know.
Do you remember what they did on the camp staff? Were they still around or not? Or
I don't know. I don't know either of them, whether they're around. Now, Wesley... Earl Fox is still around, and he can tell you his brother John was killed in a car train crash in high school. John Fox, and they were members of the Troop 6. I'm not sure if Wesley was related to them. I guess he could have been
related somehow.
But Earl Fox
would know.
His wife, Laura Lee Fox, works at the Texas Commerce Bank. So you could talk to him and sure get a rundown on that.
All we're trying to do is reconstruct the early days of the Order of the Arrow when it first started, which 1991 will be 50 years ago, because it was started in 1941.
Bob Sykes here is in El Dorado. He's a good friend of mine. He's a rancher. And I took care of his children, and now I take care of his grandchildren.
Oh. But he is in El Dorado.
Yeah, he was from Ballinger.
Okay.
So he was in this class, and we always, that's where I got acquainted with Bob, was scouting. And then we played football against each other and became awfully good friends. Now, Debbie T. Snodgrass is a doctor in Lubbock, a urologist. Lanny McKinney is not living. I can't tell you. Where some of these people are, I've heard from a few of them through the years, but very few really. Hardly any of them are in San Angelo.
Right, most of them.
Bob Northington was a Ballinger boy, and he lives in Midland, and he's been in the oil business for all these years. I think you'll find him, he in Midland, and I know Bob Sykes over in El Dorado.
Snodgrass up in Lubbock.
Those, I know where all those were well.
Would you recognize any on this other list?
John Fox was the one that was killed. His name is right here with mine. And Richard Tucker, I would assume, is working. I don't know, but I imagine he's with Tucker Drilling. I just don't remember Richard Tucker, but I'll bet you that's who that is. And Richard Phillips, I don't know where he is. John Gracious. No, that's about all I can remember there.
That's been a big help. We run these people down one at a time. Now, Vernon Boucher's here in town.
Is he?
Yes.
Now, his father used to work at Shook Motors, and I hadn't seen Bernadine Boucher.
I won't say it's Bernadine Boucher.
Yeah, that's his name I saw, and he is in town here. I haven't.
I say Richard Tucker's that real Concho Manor, that's who it is.
Oh, is he?
And I don't know where Richard Phillips is. That's one of them I was trying to find.
I don't know about Richard Phillips.
There are several listed in the phone book, but I don't know whether.
I don't think he's here. Bernie Butcher might be here. His father was here forever, but some were exited up. Johnny Grisham was in that list. I heard something about him, but I can't. Seems like he might be an architect or something, but I can't remember where he is. He doesn't live here.
Well, I appreciate the help.
Well, I don't know if it was much help. Those things come back to mind. It's interesting. I mean, you don't think of something for how many years? It's been a long time.
47 years.
You know, you start telling me and it rings a bell. The impressions I remember better than I do the details.
Right. I can understand that. You had a good career at scouting, didn't you? Your brother got to deacon. So you were pretty active.
I was very blessed by that experience. I've thought about it a lot. I was involved heavily in sports about the time I got out of scouting, and from between the 2-3 years before I was in high school, I think that it filled a gap that probably all kids have before they mature enough to get into high school activities.
Right.
And I really think that it has so much to offer. I'm sure, you know, we organize kids to death today, and I think that scouting gives you an opportunity to seek your own level better than most organized things, and if you have leadership ability, then you can easily develop it in scouting, whereas many other things, you're just put there by adults, and I really think that independence and leadership, those kind of things are the intangibles that developed from scouting, and since then, so many activities like Little League and all the organized sports, or soccer, and instead of choosing up and the kids decide who among them are going to do what, we just didn't have them. I think that there's some real value in that. It's more like life really going to be for them.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And I think the value system, of course, the moral values are at a very impressionable age. And I don't know it certainly comes from a Christian base somewhere.
Yes, of course, the Scout Oath and Scout Law is exactly the same as when you were a kid. That has not changed, and I hope it never will change.
I don't guess the Supreme Court's challenged that one, have they?
No, and surprisingly, we still can require a kid to have a religious belief to be in Scout. If they don't, we don't dictate what that belief will be.
Right.
But they must have a belief in the Supreme Being.
Well.
But that's one of the basic fabrics of scouting. I think that's one of the basic moral principles of growing up for kids.
I can remember well in our patrol that we had Billy Willig was in that patrol. We had several people. We had really but I can remember one fellow who was constantly using bad language. I mean, it was, and he went from bad to worse later in his life. But we did have a chance to really have an influence on that young man. I don't know. The moral fibers of the scouting, it's such a impressionable age at that point. There's not anything that I know of that'll really fill that gap. I think a person's church life probably has done some of that. But anyway, scouting has been awesome to me.
Oh, I appreciate it.